This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Nicky. Republican members of the U.S. House of Representatives have submitted a list of witnesses they want to testify in the Democratic-led House impeachment inquiry against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Ben Thomas.
GOP members of the committees conducting the hearings have released a list of at least 8 people they want to hear from, among them former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and the anonymous whistleblower. But Republicans need the committee's approval to summon their witnesses, and Democrats are in the majority. Chairman Adam Schiff offered a quick response, saying he won't let the hearings serve as a vehicle to conduct sham investigations into the Bidens or the 2016 election. Nor will he let the hearings aid what he calls Trump's effort to threaten, intimidate, and retaliate against the whistleblower. Ben Thomas, Washington.
At least 6 people have been killed, more than 100 others wounded, when Iraqi security forces opened fire on protesters in central Baghdad. We get more from Edward Uranian reporting from Cairo for VOA News.
Amateur video showed Iraqi security forces driving crowds of hundreds of mostly young protesters off 3 key Baghdad bridges Saturday as they fired volleys of tear gas to push them back. Young men wearing surgical masks and headscarves to cover their faces skirmished with security forces on several major thoroughfares. The advance of security forces in Baghdad coincided with reports of a political agreement among top Shiite parties to support the government of Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi in return for political reforms. Meanwhile, Iraqi security forces fired tear gas overnight to disperse protesters camped out in front of government headquarters in the southern port city of Basra. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy, who had promised to return Saturday to Cambodia from Paris to mark the country's 66th Independence Day, landed in Malaysia Saturday. But he did not return to Cambodia after months of speculation and escalating tensions. Rainsy is the acting president of the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party had said that he'd return to restore democracy in the country. He had also called on Cambodian migrant workers in Thailand to join him during his planned crossing of the border from Thailand to Cambodia. The Thai government, however, has indicated it is unlikely to let him even into Thailand on national security concerns. Hundreds of pilgrims Saturday from India's minority Sikh community crossed the international border with Pakistan without a visa for the first time in 72 years to pay homage to one of their holiest shrines. The rare instance of cooperation to facilitate the religious journey comes amid a sharp deterioration and already tense ties between the nuclear-armed rival country sparked by recent Indian actions in the disputed Kashmir region. India's Supreme Court on Saturday awarded a bitterly contested religious site to Hindus, dealing a defeat to Muslims who also claim the land that has sparked some of the country's bloodiest riots since independence. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
The decision paves the way for the construction of a Hindu temple in the northern town on the site of a ruined mosque, destroyed by a Hindu mob in 1992. A proposal Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling Hindu Nationalist Party has long supported. In light of the result, Modi appealed for peace.
There should not be any place for fear, bitterness, and negativity in New India. The message of today is of uniting, is to unite, and is of living together.
Representatives of the Muslim group involved in the case criticized the judgment as unfair and said it was likely to seek a review of the verdict.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Hundreds of mourners gathered Friday for the burial of a mother, her months-old twins, and 2 others on the fringes of a township founded by breakaway Mormons in Mexico.
They sang and they wept as they laid to rest a mother and her 4 children, all victims of a cartel ambush that killed 9 in the hills of Sonora, Mexico.
That's Reuters' Jahaira Juarez reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.